Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode. Sometimes when Nick and I come to the end of one of our five-minute podcasts, we say, oh, I wish I'd mentioned this, or I forgot to say that. So we're going to try a little bonus episode here, which is another 2 minutes of us talking about Ray's Jazz Shop, because I left out one quite significant part of Ray's life, which is also quite a significant part of my life. So here goes. Let us know what you think of these little bonus episodes.
So, Simon, is there anything that you feel like you wanted to say about Ray's Jazz you didn't really get time to talk about?
Well, the one big thing I left out, which was very remiss of me, being that I'm exactly the same, he was a huge cricket fan. In fact, he was a very good Ray, that is, Ray Smith. Mm. He was a member of Middlesex Cricket Club, as I am, and he was a very good leg spin bowler, as I am not. And in fact, he was even, at one time, he was even asked to come and do a session with Middlesex spinners in an advisory role. And he played in a, well, they were called the Ravers, Ravers CC, the Ravers Cricket Club, and it was loads of jazz people like Jim Godbolt.
Oh, yeah, I think I've read about this, yeah.
And they were essentially a louche kind of cricket team, but they actually took their cricket quite seriously.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And there were some very good players in there. Mm. In fact, I think once I did suggest to you we did a jazz and cricket episode of this, so maybe next time we will. The only other thing I didn't mention that his girlfriend and then wife was the artist who did the Black Cat logo that was Ray's Jazz Shop's logo.
Oh yes, yeah.
And the connection to the artists, he knew a lot of artists, and a lot of that whole kind of Soho community was very different in those days.
Mm.
And the other thing perhaps was they had some good slogans, like from Harry Barris to Barry Harris and things like that. And there was probably the best one was from George Lewis to George Lewis, which was two players, one New Orleans trad player, and George Lewis was an avant-garde modern, different to George Lewis.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wish I'd said those.